This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In Iran, nationwide protests sparked by the death and custody of Mahsa Amini entered a sixth week, activists said. The death of 22-year-old Amini after her arrest for allegedly breaching Iran's strict dress code for women has fueled the biggest protest seen in the Islamic Republic for years. Young women have led the charge, removing their headscarves, chanting anti-government slogans, and confronting the security forces on the streets, despite a crackdown that rights groups say has killed at least 122 people. People were also gathering around the world on Saturday for rallies in solidarity with the Iranian protest movement. In Tokyo, demonstrators held up portraits of Amini and others who have been killed in the crackdown, as well as a banner bearing the protest slogan, Women, Life, Freedom. Iranians living in Germany were converging on Berlin ahead of a major demonstration later Saturday, activists said. And demonstrations in Washington, D.C. were also planned. Hundreds of thousands of people in central and western Ukraine woke up on Saturday to power outages and periodic bursts of gunfire as Ukrainian air defense tried to shoot down drones and incoming missiles. Russia has intensified its strikes on power stations, water supply systems, and other key infrastructure across the country, the latest phase of the war as it nears the 8-month mark. Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement Saturday that Russia had launched a massive missile attack targeting critical infrastructure hours after air raid sirens blared across the country. It said that it had downed 18 out of 33 cruise missiles launched from air and sea. Several rockets targeting the capital were shot down Saturday morning, Kyiv's mayor said on Telegram. This is VOA News. And here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Chinese President Xi Jinping locks in full control of the Communist Party as its Congress ended, all but assuring he will secure an historic third term in power. And former Chinese President Hu Jintao is led out of the closing ceremony of the Congress in a dramatic moment that disrupted the event. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to return to Britain from a holiday to launch a political comeback as Conservative leadership rival Rishi Sunak reaches the minimum threshold to stand to take over as the UK's Prime Minister. Far-right leader Giorgia Meloni takes oath as Prime Minister, becoming the first woman to head a government in Italy. Australia and Japan agreed to share more sensitive intelligence and deepen military cooperation, signing a security pact aimed at countering China's military rise. Lawmakers probing the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoena former President Donald Trump to testify on his involvement in the violence in a major escalation of their inquiry. The UN Security Council agrees unanimously on a sanctions regime targeting the gangs terrorizing the population in Haiti, including an asset freeze on a powerful crime boss. The governor of Sudan's southern Blue Nile state declares a state of emergency, giving security forces full powers to stop inter-ethnic fighting that has left at least 200 people dead. Tigray's rebel authorities agree to attend talks next week aimed at ending war in Ethiopia as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed vows the fighting will end and peace will prevail. Guinea's ruling junta has agreed to restore civilian rule in 2 years after facing sanctions over its original plan for a 3-year transfer of power, the West African bloc ECOWAS says. The global monkeypox outbreak has been receding for months now, but experts warn against prematurely declaring victory because a resurgence remains possible and the virus still circulates in the African countries where it has long been endemic. And U.S. singer-songwriter Taylor Swift's 10th album, Midnights, becomes the most played album in a single day on Spotify, crashing the streaming platform in the process. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.